This is Press Play on KCRW. I'm Madeline Brand. We're only a few weeks into the new year, but so far it has not been a good one for Google. Last week, the company announced it was laying off 12,000 workers. For its parent company, Alphabet, revenue is down roughly 25% compared to this time last year. And now the Justice Department, California, and seven other states are suing Google over its digital advertising business. Here's Attorney General Merrick Garland yesterday.
We alleged that Google has used anti-competitive, exclusionary, and unlawful conduct to eliminate or severely diminish any threat to its dominance over digital advertising technologies.
This is just the latest lawsuit to target Google's power over online advertising. The company faces similar lawsuits from groups of state attorneys general. Here to talk about what all this means for Google's future is Ashley Gold. She covers the tech policy and industry for Axios. Welcome back to Press Play, Ashley.
Thank you.
All right. A lot of lawsuits. It's pretty confusing. But let's just talk about this latest lawsuit. What do they allege?
So the Justice Department is alleging that after Google acquired DoubleClick back in 2007 and then acquired a couple other of ad tech companies in the years following, they built this juggernaut that really could not be defeated by any competitors because they owned all parts of the digital advertising system, the technology which places ads, the system which people make bids to place those ads, and the platforms where they go, such as on your Google search page or on YouTube. So it became that they owned all parts of the digital advertising ecosystem, and they were able to sort of set terms in a way that made it hard for advertisers to switch to other ad tech companies or other platforms. And they also had some stipulations in their deals that sort of kept you in the Google system if you were using any of their ad technology.
Okay, let's go back and explain exactly how it works. Because when you think of Google, you think search engine, and that is one part of their business. But the other part is what we're talking about today is the digital ad system that they have, this technology that they have. And that's when you go on another website and you see powered by Google, right? That's an ad that they get money for. And how big is that in terms of their business, that part of it?
So ads do make up 80% of Google's business, but there's a smaller percentage that makes up this particular part of their ad business that the Justice Department is specifically looking at. The company says that's about 12%, but it's a little unclear exactly how much of the company they're aiming at as far as where the ads are. We'll see in the lawsuit just how much of the company's business is sort of under scrutiny here when the case gets going.
And this is joined by these other states, right? Are they alleging the same thing?
Yes. Yes, they are.
So this is bipartisan, right?
It's bipartisan. Yeah. I mean, there's not a lot that people agree on in DC these days, but this idea that big companies, especially big tech, are too big and too consolidated, that's something that really resonates with both parties.
And is the accusation that if you are an advertiser or a publisher, you have to go through this Google advertising system? Otherwise, you just can't advertise on websites because Google dominates it all?
The accusation is that Google allows you sort of the most access to the most people. It's a good system to use for a lot of sort of visibility. But once you're locked into their system, you don't have a lot of choices but to do sort of what the Google system is telling you to do. And you have to deal with their prices and their terms. It sort of leaves the advertisers with not a lot of power.
Right. So they have to give money to Google. And then also the places where the ads are appearing, did they also have to pay Google?
So, yes, you want to be part of the system of Google's ad exchange. So you are one of the places where an ad might show up. It's done in this system that's a little wonky. We don't have to get too into it, but it has to do with real-time bidding. So everyone sort of gets tied up into Google's ecosystem, no matter what, you know, no matter where you fall as an advertiser or as just a company or anyone like that.
So there's nowhere else to go, basically, is what they're alleging.
There are other places to go, but the Justice Department is alleging that Google has used its power and stature and its own rules to put it at a very unfair advantage to its smaller competitors.
And so it wants to spin off that part, that 12% of its business.
Indeed.
So what does Google say about all this?
Google says that this lawsuit fundamentally misunderstands how our ad business works, that there's plenty of competition out there. The other big tech companies are investing heavily in digital advertising too. Amazon, Meta, TikTok. Everyone loves to talk about TikTok and you know, the bite they're taking out of digital advertising. They point to Comcast, they point to, you know, major TV networks, and they say, hey, we're not the only player here. And there's plenty of other ad exchange companies out there that are doing well too. But when you look at the numbers, I mean, Google just has the lion's share of all of it. So maybe they do have competitors, but they're not gobbling up nearly as much of the sector as Google is.
Okay. Well, let's look at some other challenges that Google is facing, most specifically from Microsoft, which this week announced that it will be investing billions more into this company called OpenAI. It's an artificial intelligence company that makes ChatGPT. What does this mean for Google?
So what it means for Google is that Microsoft is sort of going to be on the cutting edge of like associating itself with this really popular, buzzy OpenAI thing, the ChatGPT. ChatGPT has really sort of captured like the public imagination when it comes to really getting through to people on what this next wave of generative text AI is. Because it's publicly available and people have been able to use it in real life cases and see what it can do, it's really created a lot of buzz. Microsoft is smart by attaching itself to that buzz, especially because its Bing browser is not particularly popular, especially compared to Chrome. So, I mean, Google has its own AI projects going on that do pretty similar stuff to ChatGPT, but it's not public the way ChatGPT is. It's not something everybody can use. It's like something their researchers are working on that they've, you know, published blog posts about here and there, but it hasn't like broken through to the public in the way OpenAI's products have. So Microsoft is smart to sort of ride that wave.
Right. So it's a different way of searching for things, right? When you use ChatGPT, info comes in real sentences, not in web links.
And Yeah. It basically, if you put in a question or a prompt and say, hey, write this in the style of an Axios article, it will, you know, throw something back at you. And oftentimes it's pretty uncanny.
Right. But or let's say, give me some ideas for vacations in Italy. It won't just give you a bunch of web pages. It'll tell you, oh, you should go to Venice at this time of year. And here's where you can rent a hotel room, etc.
Exactly. But it isn't always right. It doesn't do real-time fact-checking, which is, you know, a major weakness. So that's something we need to be looking out for.
Right. But how threatened is Google by this? Are they? I read an article recently saying that management declared this code red, ChatGPT.
I definitely could see why they think it's such a threat. But I guess the cynical part of me still thinks Google Chrome is this very dominant browser. Bing has not caught the public's eye. Microsoft is, you know, associated with the general public for, you know, office things like Word and PowerPoint and LinkedIn. And it's not necessarily this like sexy technology the way Google has been able to present itself. But I definitely understand the threat, but I think the, you know, any threats to Chrome's dominance are more in the long term. I don't see anything happening immediately.
Okay. And so what was behind this layoff of 12,000 employees, 6% of its workforce?
So I think like every other big tech company, you know, none of them really foresaw just how tight the economy was going to get, how the market was going to stay kind of down. They all overhired and were overzealous at a time when the market was better. And my sense is, a lot of these cuts probably could have been avoided, but they were sort of shielding themselves for further economic turmoil and sort of cutting before it got really, really bad. I think that's what has happened to all the big tech companies. It's certainly discouraging and dispiriting to hear longtime employees are being laid off, but it shows that they're sort of culling and really doubling down on areas where they think they're actually going to make more money. And I think that's something they need to do as digital ads, which they're so big in, are sort of, you know, lowering for everyone their value. And that market is sort of cratering right now.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So they are focusing on artificial intelligence then, hiring in that department?
Yeah. So AI for sure, and other sort of future technology things, and their cloud section as well.
All right. Ashley Gold, tech policy reporter for Axios. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.